Here's the 1-2, and there's a swing, and it's a high drive deep down the left field side. It's tight to the line. It is out of here! The 600 home run club just got bigger. Albert Pujols, you're its newest member. A grand slam.
What a way to enter the 600 club. Holy smokes, his teammates are all out at home plate greeting Albert. What a moment. 600 home runs and his 600th, a grand slam. Wow.
So history made tonight here at the Big A. Albert has done it. He joins Bonds, Aaron, Ruth, A-Rod, Mays, Griffey Jr., Tommy, and Sosa, the 600 club.
The 1-2, breaking ball out toward left field, hugging the line. This one's got a chance to go. Go! Big fly for Albert Pujols, number 600. Albert Pujols, the ninth man in Major League Baseball history to get to number 600, and it was a dramatic, towering shot down the line with the bases loaded.
Oh, how perfect. We talked about in grand fashion joining that 600 club, and Albert, a grand slam, number 600 of his career for the machine. It was really good to see Mike Trout be able to be there at home plate to give him a big old hug.
Albert Pujols, what a beautiful swing and what a shot for number 600.
Well, you talk about going down and getting that pitch and driving it out to left field, waiting and waiting to see that ball go over the wall for number 600 for Albert Pujols, the future Hall of Famer. What sound off of the bat for Albert. And the feeling to do so with the family here.
And I tell you what, while it may not have gotten a whole lot of national play, the folks here in the ballpark, with every plate appearance that he has stepped up to since he got to 599 off Bartolo Colon, have been well aware of what each plate appearance meant and the opportunity to get to that 600 home run club.
I'll tell you what, even the ooze on the foul ball straight back and the excitement and the sound of the crowd when that baseball went over the wall in left field by Albert.
Had the flair for the dramatic throughout his entire career, with two strikes and the bases loaded after being perhaps a little over aggressive the last couple of games to get to number 600, got a hanging breaking ball and just hung it down the line.
How cool is that to be part of history like that? If you're a teammate of Albert Pujols, if you're a fan at the stands, or if you're watching at home tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, the newest member of the 600 Home Run Club,
Albert, take it away.
Thank you. Questions? I mean, yes, I would say, you know, to be able to do it tonight, you know, in front of our fans, you know, my family is pretty special. You know, I didn't get to do 500 here. So I think, you know, it would be pretty special to be able to do it tonight. Maybe a little bit, I was putting a little bit of pressure on myself, you know, swinging some pitch out of the strike zone. But at the end of the day, you know, it happened and, you know, we got the win and, you know, it's all great.
Albert, we don't talk about home runs when you hit them often, but one like this, when it went over the fence, was there any different feeling than any other home run?
Yes, obviously, you know, 600 is a big number. You don't see 600 every night. And like I said, you know, I was just running the bases, like when I did 500, just thanking God, you know, for giving me the opportunity to be able to do it tonight. And to be able to accomplish, you know, such a big number like this, and, you know, to be able to do it in front of my fans, my wife, and my family, you know, it was pretty awesome. So, first of all, I want to thank God for that, and, you know, obviously my family and the fans, and all you guys for being patient.
Hey, Albert, how do you feel about including Ermin Santana in all this?
I mean, you know, I really, as a fellow Dominican, you know, he was pitching me tough, all night, and it was just one of those sliders, you know, they stay middle in, and I was able to put the best swing of the night, you know, and I just glad went over the wall.
Albert, when you came up, the bases were loaded and everybody was up, it got pretty loud.
Mm-hmm.
What was going through your mind at that point, and were you kind of hoping that this would be the time that you got it?
To tell you the truth, I really, what I was trying to do, just get a good pitch to hit. If you look at the first two at bat, I was just too aggressive, just, chasing bad pitch. And I was just telling myself, okay, relax, just go out there, you know, and just try to get a base hit. If you put a good swing and the ball go over the wall, then great, you know, but just try to get a base hit, you know, get a couple of runs on. And, you know, you need to give credit to Cole and the guys in front of me. They got on base too, you know, to be able to, for me to come up and come up with a big swing. But I've been in that situation before, you know, and sometimes as a player, we are human. You try to do too much. But in that at-bat, was really calm. I didn't know I was going to hit it out, but I knew I was going to have a good at-bat because it was a different feeling than the first two at-bat that I had. And I was able to put a good swing on that slider. I'm just glad to be in that list, man, you know. Whether it was a solo home run or a grand slam, you know, I'm just glad that it happens tonight. And, you know, it's a pretty special feeling, you know. You look at all the players, you know, that come through the league, you know, and play so long. And to be able to be number nine is, in that list is a pretty special number.
Albert, at what point after 599 – did it start to get into you, or to where you maybe felt like you were getting out of your swing a little bit?
I would say yesterday. I think, I was, it kind of, I started putting a little bit of pressure yesterday after my second at bat, and obviously my last two at bat, I put a good swing, so I know I made a great play, and, you know, I just went home. I told my wife, you know, she really told me just another hit that you need to get. Don't really try to look for a home run. Then I came up, you know, and before I hit the home run, she told me you need to stay back and just looking for a good pitch to hit. So I checked my phone and I was like, I'm trying, babe, you know, but I'm just trying a little bit too hard. And I went out there and I just stayed back and, you know, I'm glad that I listened to her once in a time.
She had texted you during the game?
Yes, I did. Yeah, yes. Because when a moment like this, when I would start putting pressure on myself, I sent a text and I was like, you know, she usually give me some encouraged word. And, you know, as a DH, I went out there and looked at her, and it was just the perfect time to check my phone. And, you know, I'm glad that I did.
Albert, what do you remember about what your teammates told you as you were walking from home plate to the dugout, if anything? It seemed like a lot of guys had a lot of things to say.
Yeah, just, congratulations, Trotty, Cole, everybody, EY. EY then later on told me, I'm glad, you know, to be on base, you know, for 599 and then 600. And, but just congratulations as I was going by and shaking everybody and saying thank you. I was also making sure that we stay focused, you know, and then win the game, just like it happened in Washington. I wanted to be special and great, but also we want to come out with a win. And Shoot did a great job, you know. He kept the ball down and did an outstanding job tonight. And I just glad that at the end of the night, you know, we come up with a win, and it's pretty special.
Albert, what have the home runs meant to you? I know that you have numbers that go across the board. You're not just a home run hitter, obviously. What has that meant, and do you think you think 3,000 will mean as much or more when you get there?
What do you mean 3,000? How many guys got to 3,000? You know, so it's pretty special. That any numbers, you know, when you start going 3,000, 500, 100, those numbers are pretty special. Like I said, just look at the list of many players that play this game. And you know, for myself, as an honor, as a bless, I thank God for allowing me to have this moment, to be able to accomplish, you know, 500, 600, who knows how many more I'm going to hit if I stay healthy. But I don't think about numbers. You know, my goal is to spend time with my second family, which is my teammates. And at the end of the day, we have a job, and that's to come here and win games and hopefully win a championship ring together. And that to me, if I accomplish that, that's more important than what I did tonight, winning a championship.
Albert, how significant is this home run in your mind, given that you've been trying to fight injuries and battle through injuries the last 5 years?
You know, it's never easy. This game, obviously, you know, you got your up and downs, and, you know, you just need to fight every day with what you got. You know, sometimes you come here, you feel 50%, and you have to give 100% of that 50% that you feel. Sometimes you feel 90%, never feel 100%, because I always tell myself, like, since you show up to spring training, you feel sore the next day. So, but even that 90%, that 98%, you have to give 100% every day. And it's not easy, you know, it's a long season. But at the end of the day, you know, you just have to fight every day and go out there and perform and do your best. And, you know, sometimes you're going to come through and other time you don't. But, you know, it's just pretty special.
Hey, Albert. There's no doubt the more you hit, the more you have a chance to win. I don't think there's any question about that, and you've proven that over your whole career. You've got, like, Sammy ahead of you at 609, Tommy at, I think, 612, even juniors at 630, all within reach this year. How far up the list do you think you can get?
Well, we see when I'm down with my contract, when I'm playing, you know, how many guys – you know, but for me, I'm being honest to you guys, I don't think about that. You know, I think about coming here every day and, you know, what can I do today to help this ball club to win? You know, this game is already hard enough. And if you bring stuff from outside or even start thinking about, you know, the guys that you have to chase, you make it even tougher. So for me, I try to block all those distractions, and I know that if I stay healthy, you know, I'm gonna be passing some guy, which is, don't get me wrong, is an honor and a privilege to be named in the same list and the same sentence with those guys. But I really try to stay focused in my goal, and that's to go out there and be the best team I can be, and hopefully help this organization to win, and that's the truth.
Albert, I know it's early, but I know you know a lot of people throughout the league. Have you had a chance to check your phone? Any text messages that you got that resonated with you?
No, yeah, there are probably about 200. Probably my phone won't work after tonight. But I'm pretty sure that I will send a text to every single one. Guys that helped me along the way in my career, hitting coaches. You know, I saw a text from Don Baylor. He sent me a text, which is pretty special, you know. You know, Mark and, you know, my hitting coaches from Metro Page, you know, when I was in the minor league, Gary Stevenson, you know, and Abel, all those guys, you know, those are guys that really help you along the way, because I always believe, you know, God gave you the ability and the talent to play this game, but he always gave you good people and good coaches to help you out along the way, and great teammates, you know. And, you know, I had great teammates in St. Louis, and I got great teammates here, you know, in Anaheim. And there's three guys here in front of you guys, which is pretty special, you know, just to be able to accomplish something like this and knowing that whatever happened, you know, we all retire one day. But, you know, those memories stick with you and the relationship that you build in the field. And that is really special. I mean, one day probably people forget about Albert Pujols, you know, but those memories stay with you, you know, the memory with Trouty and all my teammates, Cole and Gary, and, you know, our coaching staff that works day in and day out to get us better.
This one's a little silly, but do you have a place in your house where you keep all your memorabilia, and do you know where you put the 600 ball?
I'm pretty sure we're going to find a place, you know. I definitely don't want to have the kids playing with it. But yes, there will be a special place. You know, I don't know, maybe I need to talk to Tim and Carpino. Maybe we can put a place for the rest of the year where the fans, if they want to take pictures with it, and, you know, I'm fine with that, you know, because I want to share this moment with them too. You know, it's just, you know, for the support that they give us every day, day in and day out.
Albert,
So I'm okay with that too.
Joey?
We saw Scott giving the ball on the field there. I don't know if you can share with us now at all if you're going to give him anything, redeem him for the ball.
Well, I'm pretty sure. He's over there. So, you know, he can ask anything. You know, obviously I want to, those are stuff that me and team, we can talk about it. I want to reward him too and, you know, maybe bring him to Biden practice and show him claws, whatever, you know, that this is my reach that I can do that I don't, obviously broke the Angels, you know.
We have it taken care of.
All right, thanks, Dave.
Hey guys, with that, I think the Angels join Albert in saying thank you. Let me just introduce Scott Steffel, who caught the ball. Thanks, Scotty. Scotty, you want to take a couple questions? You've done it for three innings. Why don't you do so now?
I had my glove. My dad, Ted, and brother, Teddy, brought their gloves as well. And just hoping one of us was going to be the lucky guy to catch the ball.
Were you coming to the game no matter what today, or did you come because he was at 5:99?
Well, with my dad and brother, we've been here since Tuesday. We saw Albert hit his 599th and saw him surpass Babe Ruth, so we figured, let's just keep coming. Let's see history. We're big Angels fans. We saw him win the World Series in 2002. We saw Barry Bonds' 600th home run, and just to be another part of history is amazing.
What
would
you like to meet Albert when you're on the field?
Unbelievable. Really awesome. Just so cool to meet Albert and just get a chance to be here and be the guy to catch the ball.
Can you explain how you caught it?
I saw him hit the ball, didn't take that my eyes off it, saw it hooking, stuck my glove out, and fell right in it.
Do you have any scrapes?
I don't. My dad and brother have the scrapes to prove it, and they just kept me safe as I was just on the ground.
How much was your ticket tonight?
I don't know. My dad's been great and just buying me tickets. Since I remember, we've been in the game, so yeah, I have my dad to thank for that.
If you had to guess, how many times would you say you've been Angel Stadium, right?
Geez, well over a couple hundred, maybe over, since I could even breathe, I was coming to Angel Stadium, so been to a lot of games.
I did.
Okay.
Got
any offers from anybody yet?
All I wanted was just to hand Albert his ball. He deserves it. It's his big moment. I just happen to be the guy to catch it.